Shir. Maseches Nidah, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Tes, Nisan, Hei Tav Shemem Tes, May
4th, 1989, Thursday. Even though Isha Sheyesh Lebeset, so Rav Deis says that his Dayas Haito, he's not in Tame, the Tagas of Afreya within, that she handles within 24 hours prior to the Diyay, but still, Tzricha Li'Bidekes. So she has to be Bidekes, Nisha Sheyesh Lebeset, so, and he's a sukkah bitaris, so she has to be bidekes every day, in the morning and before shki. Because that was in the rabbonim, in other words, the chachom lo misaki. As long as in Nisho, who he handles tares, now this man says nachayah, but this man, when we had pause and then we are Zoya in Paris. Today it's not Shayach to be Zoya in Paris because we are all made mace anyway and we don't have Mechatos in the fall. So Mele, we are bound to be Tom. So there's no purpose in maintaining that because we are Tomei anyway. But Bisman Chazal, when they had Eva Poro and the Rosh in Prira says that even after the Chum they had Eva Poro, so they were Asuki Mitares, so then the Aloha was that Nisha with Asuka Mitares has to make two pickets every day, one in the morning and one before Shkia. What's the purpose? The purpose is in case, let's say, she sees them, so then she's mitame ligabi tares, all the tares she handled within 24 hours prior, but if she makes a peek in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, so then she all the tares that she handled, and then she makes another peek at 6 p.m., so then she will reduce the contamination of the tares to minimum. Because if she wouldn't make it decay, so then, and she'll see them, let's say, she'll see them at 11 o'clock in the morning. So all the tares that she touched within the 24 hours prior, let's say, she sees them on Monday at 11 a.m. So then all the tares that she handled from Sunday 11 a.m. till Monday Sunday a.m. till Monday 11 a.m. Atomic. But now that she makes tickets every day, some mele, she'll only be mitame the tares that she handled within the 5 hours. From 6 a.m. till 11 a.m. But the tares she handled prior to 6 a.m. will be toya because she knows that she was not tomei as yet. So that's the purpose. In other words, so the purpose of being bidekes in the morning is to retire the tares that she'll be handling in the day, and the purpose of the bdike at 6 p.m. is to retire the tares that she'll be handling after. I mean, the tares that she handled prior to. So Rashi says, צריך להידלקת בכל מים שחרס ואביס גישון נושים in order to reduce the contamination of the Tares to a minimum. Chutz min hamide, but there are a few women who do not have to make a bdike every day shachri da'avis in Ido. So then it doesn't make any difference, because the halach is, if an isha is royeh dam, so she's mayor for 7 days anyway, whether she sees or she doesn't see. So maybe what's the purpose? If she's so dumb, let's say, if she's so dumb, it's so Shabbos. So she's mayor from it's so Shabbos till next it's so Shabbos. So she's there anyway, even if she won't see any dumb. So what's the purpose of making a bdike Sunday morning, Sunday 6 p.m., Monday 6 a.m., and Monday 6 p.m. and Tuesday? What's the purpose? If any tara she touches will be tummy, whether she sees them or she doesn't see them. So there's no purpose. Because the Torah says that you may tayar in the 33 days, after the 7 days of Hillel Zohar, or in the 66 days, after the 14 days of Duenis and Kabor, even if she falls down, so it's Toya. So what's the purpose of making, because she's Toya anyway, the Tares will not become contaminated. Then, Umishamesh is the 80. Now let's see Rashi. Chutz v'nam dem shiroa, so you may achot b'yo shiro b'in tzvok b'yo kol shiro, shaloi b'lei v'loi v'yo yit meyo, v'ayi shere tzal b'am teya, b'yo b'yo lomo lo b'dika, t'lo t'ire dam teyo yi, u'mshameshes b'edim, afa p'y sheish lo b'eshet, tzricho l'shamesh b'edim, v'livdei k'lifnei tashmish, v'acha tashmish, and the is, before tashmish, she has to make it dike, and after Tashmish she has to make a bdike. Now the question is, why does she have to make a bdike after all? Libay lo, so she doesn't have to make any bdike. So why only Asuka Bitares has to make a bdike? So you understand this, why the Chachomim required a woman to make two bdikas, one in the morning, shachris, and one before shkiah, out. In order to be mitaya the tare she handled. If she will not make the bdike, every time she sees down, she'll have to be mitame all the tares that she handled within 24 hours prior. But if she makes a bdike, so she'll only have to be mitame at most tare she handled within the 12 hours prior, less than 12 hours, because every 12 hours she makes a dik. But once she makes a dik in the morning at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m., when she has tashmish, let's say it's night, at 11 p.m., why does she have to make a dik before tashmish and a dik after tashmish? Why does she have to do it? So, after tashmish, so we see the purpose of making a bdike after Tashmish in case she'll handle Taras. So in other words, even though the Bible, she's not mechuyevus to make a bdike, and she's mechuyevus to have cohabitation with her husband without a bdike, because she doesn't have bechishish, maybe she has a period. So, but she has to make it big after Tashmish. Maybe as a result of the Tashmish, maybe she aroused a certain kind of a slight menstrual flow as a result of the Tashmish. So what's the purpose? She was already in Shamish Mitosa. The purpose is to know that the Gavitaris. So if she makes a bdike and the bdike is toya, so then the taras that she handled are not tummy. but if the DJ is not going, so then she'll know that the Tara is atomic, the Tumi is the general atomic. But what's the purpose of making a DJ before that? What's the purpose of making a DJ before Tashmish? So the reason is why she makes a DJ before Tashmish, since she has to make a DJ Lacha Tashmish, and the DJ Lacha Tashmish is because of Tares, so maybe the Chachamim required her Libai also. But when she's Mishameshes before Tashmish, when she's Bidekes before Tashmish, and that's a Tashmish. So the Dik after Tashmish is because of Tares, and the Dik before Tashmish is because of Baila. So then you'll ask, if it's because of Baila, even if she's not a Sukkubi Tares, let her make a Dik. So even today, the answer is, the Chachom didn't require to make a Dik before Tashmish with Baila. We don't have to be Chesh. Only Gabi Tares we are Chesh. But if she's a sukkah b'tares and she has to make a dikah for tashmish because of tares, maybe the tashmish avows the period. So mele, because of tares, she has to make a dikah. So mele, she has to make another dikah before tashmish, also the bible. So when she's mishameshes, b'yedim. So what it means, Shamesh is Beidin? Sharashi says, Afropishiesh lo Neset, Tzricho Lishamesh Beidin, Vilintek Lifnei Tashmish Lachatash, Upsulo Shedomeo Teiri, Dalet Leilis, Dien Tzricho Lishamesh Beidin, Shaarei Domotoya, Vafilu Nishtano Mara Domeo, הוי ובישים שואם גינון נשימו תשמיש נשתנו אבל שחס ואהביס היחד לישים שוא אחא את בילו רישינו צריך הבדיק עם פורש בגמורה שמו נשתנו מר אדומים שלו. So in other words, if it's a psuo. So now, there is an ishne. That means a tano that is not likely to have the period, and she didn't have the period yet. Vini says, and then she got married. So then there is a flow of dam because of that. Of dam tsumi, the dam is not a middle, it's not menstrual flow, it's because of the breaking of the hymen. So after she gets married, so then there is a flow of dam. So mele bishamayimri neisn lo arba leilis. So whatever dam she sees, the first four nights neisn lo arba leilis lishamay. And even if she sees the first four nights of Tashmish after Nisuyin, she sees Dam, so we take it for granted that that Dam is Dam Suyin. It's not Dam Nida. It's because of the breaking of the hymen. Now, so why do we say that even the second Tashmish, the second night, she also take up? Because usually, not all the dam comes out with the first beer, so it takes a number of beers until all the dam psulim will be exhausted. So the first four nights, according to Bishamai, maybe she hears one of you and he says, Bishamai even based on the first four nights. But after the first four nights, if she sees dam, she has to count. Because then, according to Bishamai, you have to be chesish. Maybe it's already a menstrual flow. Even though she's in 8 years, she's a ktana, she's 10 years old. and we give as many years, but with the Rabbanon, we have to be chayish. Only, she's only allowed to attribute to Damsulim the first 4 nights, but after the first 4 nights, not. Bisilel, and we pass them, of course, on Bisilel. They say, Eivrim Ashtichya Amako. In other words, until it's healed, the Mako is healed, so any dam she sees is attributed to Damsul. That's one stage, so that's one category of the Tineke Shalegias Mandiris. So according to Bisilel, we attributed to Damsulim until the Mako is healed. Then the second category of women is Higias Manoliris. Higias Manoliris means she's already 12 years old and she produced Simon, but she still hasn't had a period, but she's already a day long. That's Higias Manoliris. He means Bishamay Embrim, Nason Law, Lilo, Vish. So then according to Bishamai, we attributed to the Psulim the first night, even many beers, not just one beer. And Ubisil Emrim Admutsui Shabbos Avalis. And in regard to a Delor who hasn't seen yet any dam, but she's already a Delor, she's 12 years old and she's producing money, so then Bisil say that we give her Avalis. Ubisil Emrim Admutsui Shabbos Avalis. Was of the Edomites of the Yor. Suppose she already saw them once. She's a Delo and she saw them once. But not a Beitra, see now. A Beitra, she has a different year. Was of the Edomites of the Yor. So the Shamayim Nesnu Lo Bilas Mitzvah. And then he has the parish. So he's only allowed to be Deo Bilas Mitzvah, in other words, it can even be Gema Biyose, even if she cesses that in the midst of the B.A., so he's allowed to be Gema Biyose. Will be Silla Imri, Kolalai Lokul. Now then we have the Beitras. Today, we girls don't get married before they are Beitras. So by Beitras, the halacha is that Nesnu Abilas Mitzvah, according to everybody, and that's all, not Kolalai Lokul. So in other words, so the halacha is, let's say, when a chosn is Beitras Abilas Mitzvah, so then he is allowed to be Beitras Abilas Mitzvah, and even if she says it down, she feels in the midst of the beer that there is a flow of down, So it can be Gema Biyose, because we take it for granted that this dam is Damsulim is not Oser, because it's like Damako. But once he's Gema Biyose, whether she sees dam or not, so she has to count. So she has to count Zayin Nikim, and now that we have the chumre of 5 days over and above Zayin Nikim, so if when a woman has the period, she has to count 5 and 7. But Ligabi Yachosni Kale Efer Bilas Mitzvah, so the chumre is she has to count 4 and 7. So in other words, that's why I mentioned, because here the Mishnah says, Upsula shedomel teheir. Dalet leilis, v'ein hatzricho mishamish beidi, sha'arei doma toya. So there is one exception. Whenever an isho is a sukubitaris, has to make it dike before tashmish and after tashmish. Chutz mishabes, so there are two exceptions. That they don't have, two women who don't have to make bdikas before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Who are the two exceptions? One is Yishevus al Dam Teir, because what's the purpose? She's Toir anyway. And then Psula Shel Moed Teir, and this is the other exception. Dalet Leilis. So Sadhura is a psula, so he's the military Dalit Lelis. Now, according to be Sirel, so which kind of a psula he has to. He's given Dalit Leilis according to Bisilel, if it's Igiyas Manu Liris Vinisis, and she still didn't have the period, but she's already in Aro, she's already in Gdela, 12 years old. So Bishama Yemen Nason Laila Rishin, Bisil Leimrim Admitsui Shabbos Abba Leilis. So in other words, in Aro, who still didn't have the period even once. So then he's. So, according to Bisilel, we give them 4 nights of Tashmish, and even if she ceases down, she falls down, she's still mutaris, because we take it for granted that the dam is dam suli. So, maybe that's an exception. So, this sulo, who is already 12 years old, but she still didn't have the period, so 4 nights. She's allowed to have Tashmish, and even if Dami she fast, why should she make a bigger before Tashmish? Never Tashmish, what's the purpose? It's futile, because she'll make a bigger, she'll find Dam, so she's still toying. So there's the other exception. Upsulo shebemelotei, upanayim tzricho lieis bidekes, and twice, she has to make the bdike, and he showed us the kubitaras. Shachis of Nashmoshes. Uvishor shall be veras lishamishes beso. And also, and he showed us the kubitaras, has to make a bdike before Tashmish, and after Tashmish. He said this alayin kahane is, but a kahane who eats truma, so before she eats truma, she also has to make a bdike. But not after eating Truma, according to Nekame. According to Nekame, only before she eats Truma. So she has to make a bdike. But Rabbi Yude says, Abishas Abosom Lechukum. Now let's see, now we will understand the Rashi. Upsula Shedomel Teiri, Dalit Leilis, Dihie Nitzricho Lishamish Vei, Shari Domotoy. Because 4 nights, so even if she shifas dam, she is there. So what's the purpose of making dike? Vafil mishtane mara demel, hoyu bishimsho, amrinom di mishum tashmish nishtano. In other words, the halacha is like this. If a psula, let's say, who is given 4 nights to have tashmish, and even if she shifas dam, so we attribute it to dam psula. Suppose she sees Dam, so she's toy. But suppose she sees Dam after Tashmish, and the Dam, the Mara of the Dam is different than the Mara of Dam Su. You know, it looks different than the Dam Su. So then she has to come. So she's a Surabaya, because if it had been a damsulim, it should have the same mare as damsulim. How come that the mare is different? That is, if she didn't have tashmish. But suppose she sees dam and bishas tashmish by psula. And so even, so then she is tero, even if the mare of the dam is different than the usual damsulim. Because through the Tashmish, so the color changed. This is what Rashi says. Vafil nishtane maradem, hoyu vishimcho, amrino mishmitashmish nishtano. Mishmitashmish nishtano. So mele, even if, so what's the purpose of making a bdike before Tashmish? If it's a psula, because, so make a bdike, and she'll find all stained with blood. And even if the blood will be different, we'll still attribute it to damsulim. So then you ask, how is it damsulim, but it doesn't look like the mare of damsulim? The answer is, the damsulim itself, when it's after Tashmish, so looks different and absolutely not after Dash. Some maybe there is no purpose in it. We think Abu Chachin is Avis, Hechad Lishim Shah, Ahabil Rishino, Tsrihabdiki, can forge big more a Shemon Ishtan Mardam Shah. Because actually, you can Rashi is in the forest here. There is an apparent steer in the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah says, Afal Pisha Modai Shaito, Tsrihal Yis Bidekes, Chutzni Amido, by Yeshevis Al Damteir. Damteir. But it doesn't mention Chutzni Psula Shedomel Teir. So it's Mashma from the Reshe that only Amido does not have to be to make Tupdikes at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m. And Yeshevis Al Damteir does not have to make the Tupdikes at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m. But Psula, a girl who is 12 years old who hasn't had a period yet, so has to make Tupdikes at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Because he doesn't mention, he doesn't say, Tzriuch, Tzrichol Yiz, Degas, Chutzun Anido, by Yeshevis Al Damteir, Upsula Shemertir. Then, the same for the Mishneh says, Shameshes Beidim, she has to make Tupdikes before, in addition to the Tupdikes at 6 a.m., 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., that she has to make Dikes, Tashmish or no Tashmish, so she has to make Tupdikes, one before Tashmish and one after Tashmish. So then it says, Chutz mi Yeshevis Al Damteir, Upsula Shemertir. So here, Psula Shematerim is mentioned as an exception. How come in the Reisha it's not mentioned as an exception? So in the Reisha, the Mishnah should also say, Hava Pisha Moda Yoshaito, Tzriho Yil Bidekes, Chut Vina Nido, Ve'al Yishebes Adam Teya, V'chut Vina Psula Shematerim. Why does the Mishnah say, Chut Vina Psula Shematerim, only Ligabi the Dike before Tashmish and after Tashmish? But not regarding the Bdike at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So the Gemara discussed it. What did the Gemara say? Because in regard to the Bdike, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., where there is no Tashmish, so in the Mele there is a purpose in making the Bdike. You'll ask, why is there a purpose after all? You make a Bdike to see whether it's stained, whether the Bdike cloth is clean or not clean. But even if it's not clean, we attribute it to Damsulim, so what's the purpose? Well, maybe it'll have blood, a stain of blood, and the matter of that blood will be unlike the usual matter of Damsulim. So that's why she has to make it big. So that's why in the Reisha the Mishnah doesn't say, Chutzun Anido Vayishere Salvanteya U'Psur Shemel Teirin. No! Psur Shemel Teirin has to make it big at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m. You ask why? But after all, she's now 12 years old who hasn't had a period yet. So what's the purpose of making it big? Even if she finds it unclean, she'll still be Teirin. So what's the purpose? No! So there is a possibility that the Bdike cloth will have a stain of blood, and the matter of that kesem, of that stain of blood, will be unlike the usual matter of the absolute. So then she'll be tamei, so it'll have to be mitami all the tarish handle. That's why the Mishnah in the Reisha doesn't mention chutz mitzvah shomer. Mashein kei in the sake of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses the Bdike Lifnei Tashmish and Lacha Tashmish. So then the Mishnah does mention Chutz Mipsula Shedomel Teirim, because there is no purpose for a Psula, a girl who is 12 years old who hasn't had a period yet, to make a Bdike before Tashmish and Tashmish. What's the purpose? She'll find it, maybe she'll find this a kesem, a stain of blood, and the stain will not look the way the usual damsulim looks. We'll still attribute it to damsulim, because we'd say because of the tashmis, so it changed the color of the blood. This is what happened. die mit sich umschieben, die Lady, schau ich mir auch teuer. Bei vielen Leuten stammen mal in der Meer, und ich schieb Schamrin und ich schieb Taschen, ich stammen. Aber Schach ist die Arbis, ich schieb Schach, hat er nicht immer. Sie hat die Kette vor der Big Mare, schieben die Stammen mal in der Schalom. Und bei meinem Zwischen ist die Decke, Kolisho, Schach ist in der Schmoschis. Schach ist Lachsche, Tare, Schalailo. Because once she makes a pick at 6 a.m. on Monday, and she finds herself clean, so mele, all the tares that she handled prior to 6 a.m., so are certainly clean. It's a kalachema. Shachis, Lachsha Tarashalailo, Arbis at 6 p.m. So if she finds the ticket cloth clean, so that means all the time she handled from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. are definitely tearing, do not have to be burned. Shach is lach shal tarish al ayla, ab is lach shal tarish al yeh, and that is brogi, lisham shal beizu in baylo, chutz min an ide. So an ide does not have to make a ticket at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m. Also, when I had the K, he knew her up in the Loki, the Marisha Kivaz Labes, the Sir from Easy Boso, the Nisha Kivaz Labes, the Sir Yemeni Doso, Shapi, there is a Machlei case between Rebishin Loki and Rabbi Yechene. Both agree that the Nisha is Kivaz Labes, the Sir Yemeni Boso. Sir Yemeni Boso means the Yudalef Yem Shebin Delimide, when a woman sees down, has a menstrual flow, so the first 7 days, that's Yemenide. Then the 11 days, after the first 7 days, from the 8th day till the 18th day, let's say she saw down, she had a menstrual flow on the first of the month. So the first 7 days, that's Yemenide. Then, from the 8th of the month till the 18th of the month, 11 days, that's Yemenide. And Yemenide is below Yisnidos, because that's the Mitzvah, the Ramban points it out. Yemenide, and that why did the Torah could say, Lo Yisnidos and Yemenide, because this is the Mitzvah, that it's normal for a woman when she has the menstrual period to bleed even 5 days in succession. And some women can bleed for 7 days in succession. And that's not pathological. But if a woman will bleed when she has the period 8 days in succession, then she has to see a doctor. There is something wrong with it. That's not normal. That's why the Torah says, so, in Eile, we could say that the Dalet Yem should be needed. So we say, so, in Seir Yemezi Boso, a woman should not be Kivasi Vesit. Should not be Kivasi Vesit. Because, after all, it's not normal in Yudalef Yein to see that. So Mele, it's not shayach to say she's Kivas Vesit. Kivas Vesit is shayach, something that is a natural phenomenon. But Yudalef Yein is not a natural phenomenon altogether. It's a pathological condition. That's why we still. So both Rav Shimon ben Lakish and Rav Yechanan agree that the Nisho is Kivas Vesit B'Sech V'Nidhah. But Rabshim Meloki says, while Nisho is Kivas Lebesit, B'Sech Yemezi Boso, but Bein Nisho Kivas Lebesit, B'Sech Yemezi Boso. But B'Sech Yemezi Boso now, El Rav Yechanan, so chutz the Mishnah says, Yachut Yemezi B'Sech Yemezi Boso, Kini Chalachim Meloki, Lomar Nisho Kivas Lebesit, B'Sech Yemezi Boso, Benisho Kivas Lebesit, B'Sech Yemezi Boso, Shapi, So we understand as to why the Mishnah says that the Nidah does not have to make the Tukdikas at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Because, what's the purpose? To be retired at the time, there could be two purposes in a Tukdikas. One, in order to be retired at the time. So that's not child, she's a Nidah anyway. Like this, if she's not a Nidah, she makes a Tukdikas at 6 a.m. on Monday to be retired all the time she handled. The night prior to Sunday night. You understand? But in Nidah, so what? Taras will be Tomei anyway. She's in Nidah. Whatever Taras she touched has to be burned. But then there might be another purpose in making it. In order to know when she has the period. Has the period. So that purpose could apply to Nidah also. In other words, true that a Nidah, while she's in the Yemei Nidah, she already sat down, let's say, a woman sat down on Tzuri Shabbos. So she does not have to make it like a Sunday morning at 6 p.m. in order to be entirely tired. Because the tired is the candles. I tell me anyway that she sees or she doesn't see. But maybe she should make it like at 6 p.m. in case she sees on Sunday at 6 a.m. and then the following Sunday, and then 2 weeks, I mean 3 weeks later, on Sunday she'll also see at 6 p.m. And then 6 weeks later she'll also see. So then she'll be kibasa vesed every 3 weeks. So there might be purpose in making a tikka even by Nidah in order to determine when she has a period. So from the point of view of being retired in Taras, it would be futile. But from the point of view of determining when she's kivasi neset, it might be necessary. So according to Rish Lakish, who says, because what purpose is there? There might be two purposes. One is to be mitayel taras. By either sachayach, the taras hatame anyway, whether she sees them or she doesn't see them. And the other purpose is to determine when she has a period. When is a due date, due time to have the period. But she couldn't be kibasa beset neither anyway. Elo le Rabbi Eichan, the Marisha kibas lo besim zichin in Nidoso. So why does the Mishnah say that the Misho is Asuko Pitalos does not have to be make it dike at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m. every day? Let her make it dike. Not from the point of view of being retired the Tares she handled before the dike, but from the point of view of determining when she has a message. Elo le Rabbi Eichan, do Marisha kibas lo besim zichin in Nidoso, do no kabul besim. Omer Abir, ki aminano heche b'chazisi mayim sosa, abo chazisi mayim pesuach leyam. Now we have to see the Rashi. This is a very important Rashi. Rashi is the appreciator. Yitech yimei zivoso, kim roaso b'rish chidesh, v'chozro v'roaso b'tesbo b'chidesh. Ki shemedez b'yomim shiruyo lizivo. The Haine, Yudalef Yein, Shebeidil Yide, Bechozro Biroasa Bereshchidesh, Ubetesbof Lechidesh, Bechozro Biroasa Bitesbof Lechidesh, Bereshchidesh Bereshchidesh Alifono, Shekobol Abeset Bitesbof Lechidesh, Umitztarfin Tarta Ries in Yitzive, Lachria Lekrides. So it is to be noted. The Rashi mentions an example. When does Rish Lakish say that Isha Kabas lo Peset Peseich Yemei Zivoso in the case of Roasov, let's say, she saw on Rish Chedesh Nis, she saw them. And then she saw them again on the 15th of Nis. Then she saw down on Rosh Chodesh here, and on the 15th of year. And then she saw down because of the Ruas of the Stor of Chodesh to the Ruas of the Rosh Chodesh Lefanov. But she saw down on the 15th of Sivan and on the 1st of Sivan. Why does Rashi mention that example? Why doesn't Rashi mention the simple example? She saw down on the 1st of Nisan and on the 15th of Nisan. Then she saw down on the 1st of the year and on the 15th of the year. Then she saw down on the 1st of Sivan and on the 15th of Sivan. Why did he omit the 1st of Sivan? So that Rashi has a kavanah. Because Nis Kusim, so when we talk about Nis Kusim, we saw that there is a machlokes. Here, both the Shlokish and the Yechanan both say that Isha Kavas Lopez and Pesachim is impossible. The question is whether Isha Kavas Lopez and Pesachim is also or not. So the Shlokish says, while it is true that Isha is kibas and best b'sechem is also, but she is not able to be kibas and best b'sechem is also. And Rabbi Yochanan says, not only is an Isha kibas, best b'sechem is also, that goes without saying, everybody is not even in Shlokish. But even b'meini dosa she goes past the rest. Shmuel said, return to the context. Rabune Bachio, Mata, from the Tesla Medal. The 14th line from the end of the Dom. Rabune Bachio, Ma, Shmuel, Leima, Shin, Kibas, Lo, Beset, Bishich, Mezipa. So, it seems that Shmuel is highly convoked on the Pirchane, and the Shlokish and Rabbi. Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan and Machlekes and Igal to the Meinidos. So Rabbi Shlokish says that Meinidos or she's Kibasides. She's Kibasides. Rabbi Shlokish says Meinidos or she's not Kibasides. And Rabbi Yechanan says that she is Kibasides and Meinidos. But Meizib also both. Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan concur. They both agree that b'mei zivoso, she's kivasi besit. And here, Shmuel is really coming to everybody on Shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan. So, Teis v'shitim is Yechanan. Teis says, Rabbuna, look at Teis, Rabbuna v'achiyo ma'shmuel rima, שנקבעס פסד מזיבוסו, כלוי מבויד מספיר הזין ממש שנקבעס, אלא משמע דפלוגיונים הורויים מזיב, אף על גב דהין זובו, ומיון הסוסום, אין נקבעס, אין שירי פעם אחס דרך לדעות יהיה. ופולק עד רבי יחם ושלוקיש, דאם רבי סונו, איש שקבעס לפסד דרך מזיבוסו ממש, דהיין באמצע ספיר הזיבוסו, דומי לתרך מנידוסו, Kolschkin, die Gewalt beyond the Holy Mizik. The Kaimel and Kirabir and Gabishmer. So, the thing is, there is a machlekes between Shlokish and Rabbeichanen on one hand and Shmuel on the other. Shlokish and Rabbeichanen both concur that the Nisho is Kibas Vesid Mezibos. And Rabbeichanen, Shmuel says, Eina Kibas. Now, if Rashi Shita had been like Teisves, then Rashi shouldn't have to mention. Then Rashi, now let's go back to the Rashi here. The Tirchim is also, Isho, Kivas, Lovet, Tirchim, Lovet, Ken Rasa, Bereshchidesh, Bechotzo, Bereshchidesh, Bechotzo, Bereshchidesh, geschehen ist, wie an dem Schehuja wie Siva, der heilige Dalle Klebische Benidia und Liga, wie Chosra wie Roasa bei der Schreidesch und wie das Wort der Heilig. Wie Chosra wie Roasa bei der Wort der Heilig, wie wie Roasa bei der Schreidesch an Fono. Schekobola Besset bei Heilig und es taut die taute Wiese in die Sinne, lach wie die Kiesbess. Why does Russian mention this example? That the woman, she saw down on the 1st of Nisan and on the 15th of Nisan. So, since she saw down on the 1st of Nisan, so the 15th of Nisan is already within the Yudalef Yeim, following the 7 days of the Nida. She saw down on the 1st of Nisan. So the first 7 days, that's in the Nida. Then from the 8th of Nisan until the 18th of Nisan, is in Mizive. She saw down on the 15th, that's within the Yudalev Yeim. Then she saw down on the 1st of the year, on the 15th of the year. Then Rashi should say, she saw down on the 1st of Sivan and on the 15th of Sivan. Tesles, who says that on the test, that Shmuel is chilik on the Shlokesh of the Yerushalayim, he would have explained what the Shlokesh of the Yerushalayim say, Ishikabaz, the Messiah,